Hey, it's Amy with Intuitive Coaching with Amy.com. Let's talk about faith. Faith is fun and faith is cool. Faith is how you make miracles happen in your life. So let's talk about it. What is it? How do you tap into it? That's the show, tapping into the energy of faith. If you're new to this program, I'm an intuitive and a coach. I help people create the life of their dreams. If you are ready to tap into the energy of faith and manifest something magical in your world, then I would love to support you in that. I had a client recently tell me the work that she did with me in a 30-minute session trumped all the work she had done in therapy over the last decade. So I know my intuition is sharp and it can be of service to you and help you cut through the garbage that's in your consciousness, so that you can formulate a reality that works completely and totally in your favor, where miracles happen overnight, where things happen instantly and magically. So if you're ready for that, no matter what you want, I would love to support you. Information on my services can be found at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. While you're there, you can book a session with me, which can be very effective. You can also explore the Elevate Intuitive Coaching Package, as well as the 1-year Massive Result Intuitive Coaching Package. Okay, let's talk about tapping into the energy of faith. After my divorce, I prayed deeply and I said, God, I'm recognizing there's some holes in my understanding around faith. And so I've spent the last 3 years really digging into what faith is and how faith works. And so here's some guidance to support you. If you are ready to tap into faith, or you feel like your faith is a bit low, and or you're just not sure what it is. So faith is trusting your desires and following them. So you have a desire in your heart, something that you truly want, that was placed on your heart by God, and you make the choice to follow that desire. Faith is devoting energy to something that appears to be an endeavor with little chance of success, meaning it appears to the outside world that it can't be successful, but something within you still believes. This is a very clear distinction here. You have to believe in it. That's all you need. So even if everyone around you is telling you, oh, that won't work, or that can't happen, or it's really hard, or there's not enough men out there, or you can't get a job paying you that amount of money, oh no, who are you to think you can earn that much money? But you believe. You believe in your $1 million. You believe in that amazing job. You believe in that amazing home. You believe in that amazing partner. Something in you knows that it's possible for you. That's faith. Amanda Francis says, it's not faith until it looks like it won't happen and you still believe. So it's not that you're in the midst of a manifestation. You're like, oh, I don't think it's going to happen. Now I've got to fight to still believe so I can bring this manifestation into form. In the process of that manifestation, even when things clearly might not look like something you could do, right? Wow, can I really go from making 50,000 to making 250,000 in a year? But there's something within you that believes that that is possible. That's real faith, and you have to follow it through. Faith is the magic that makes everything work in your favor. Faith is believing that it is already done. So this is the key around manifestation. There's wishful thinking, and then there is manifestation. Wishful thinking is, I hope it could happen, or wouldn't it be nice if it happened, or maybe if this occurred and this occurred, then it could happen. That's not faith. Faith is saying, in my heart, even if I see no signs right now, I'm moving in the direction of this thing that I want, and it is already done. That's manifestation. And feeling the feeling of it being already done, thinking thoughts as if it's already done, holding yourself in a way in which it's already done. Faith is, again, not hoping, or I'll be happy when, also known as wishful thinking. Faith is being happy now because you know something in you knows, that little mustard seed within you knows that it's all going to work out in your favor. But faith, like positive thinking and being positive, you can't fake it. You can't fake faith. And you've probably had conversations or had, or maybe been in a situation where somebody's like, well, I'm just going to trust God. But something in you doesn't believe that they're really trusting God, that's not faith. So just saying the words isn't strong enough. Faith is one where you have to feel it within you. It has to be the strong sensation within you. And you don't even need to talk about it. The world will feel your faith and respond to it. So if you still feel nervous or doubtful, or you're ignoring your truth, or you're being defiant, because a lot of times people will call it faith, well, I'm just going to do it anyway, and I trust that God will protect me. That's being defiant. That's not faith. So you got to do the work to change the way you think. This is tough, and many people who come to the manifestation space, the metaphysical faith space, forget that they have to change the way they think. So sometimes affirmations can be really effective in helping you change the way you think. But more often than not, you got to get in there and look at each one of those junky beliefs that are telling you that you can't have what you want, and create a new reality for yourself. So it could be, and you know, I think there's so many nuances to limiting beliefs and limiting perspectives that keep us stuck, and they're all each individual. Let's see, what's one I've uncovered for myself lately? Well, I was holding a perspective that if I succeeded and really did what I wanted to do, that I would be alone. And I had to rearrange that. And when you rearrange a belief, you can come at it from all angles. I call it in session, talk yourself out of it. So I come up with a lot of reasons why that's not true, or new ways of thinking about it. So one of them, the easiest one, was like, okay, so I am alone. I'm going to have a lot of fun. I make friends wherever I go. I know that I won't actually be alone, but maybe I won't have somebody sitting next to me celebrating all of my successes. I work alone anyway, right? Okay, is that strong enough? Can I get behind that? Maybe not. Well, who says I need to be alone? That's just a belief I made up. What if in the process to success, all these amazing people show up because my energy is so high and I'm magnetic and all the right support shows up on my behalf? Well, I've seen that happen many times. So I'm not really going to be alone. So what you'll do is you'll keep talking yourself out of a belief and talking yourself out of a belief that is keeping you from activating the energy of faith within your life. Anything that's keeping you in the space of, well, I hope it works out, there's probably some limiting beliefs that you need to clean up, and be willing to do that. And sometimes you need to clean up the pain from the past. Maybe you went through a past experience and you're repeating a situation that feels like it's doomed, like the previous situation. Well, you gotta let go of the past. And so one of my things I tell myself is the past no longer exists. Or I look at it closely and accept that that's who I was at that time, and now I have a whole nother perspective. And while I may not know exactly what to do, but I don't need to know, God knows. And I'm just gonna keep moving in the direction of my heart, and I'm gonna keep taking consistent and sincere action. And I know everything will work out for me in the perfect time and in the perfect way. So you must do the work to change the way you think so it aligns with what you're being, so it aligns with where you're placing your faith. So it's not just strong enough to say, well, I have faith, it's going to work out. You got to make sure that your thought process, your belief system, the words you were saying, the energy behind your faith is truly in alignment with what you want. So the days of burying your head in the sand are over. You're going to be courageous. You're going to be bold. You're going to walk in the direction of what you think's not going to work out by all standards, but something in you truly believes that it is. Now let's talk to my energetically sensitive people, which is most of you. You can use faith against yourself when you are applying faith to humans. Humans have free will. You know, I say this to you all the time, and there's a reason why. Because I've had lots of conversations with women who want to have faith and people who are really shitty human beings. Oh, Amy, I just have faith that it's going to work. No, you can't put your energy in the hands of somebody else because they get to do whatever they want. They are free to think the way they want. They're free to do whatever they want. They were gifted free will just like you. And if you put your faith in that, essentially you're putting your faith in a human, right? And that kind of goes against spiritual thought, right? We are investing in the energy of a human, making them a god, instead of turning to the god within us, the energy that flows within us. So if you do, let's just say it is a human, you're trying to place your faith on them. Really what you want, whatever it is that you think that person is going to provide for you, you can ask spirit to bring it to you. Maybe it can come in different forms, a different person. It can come from a lot of different people. It can come from within you. Maybe you're looking for someone to support you and cheer you on and be your homie. That can come in a lot of different ways, and be open and receptive to that. And don't put your faith on another human. I'm not saying humans are bad or wrong. No, they just have free will. And we can't predict what they're going to do from moment to moment because they get to choose. They get to wake up and choose. And now I'm of the belief as a psychic, as I've tuned in enough times, they even get to choose if it's their time to cross over. They get that choice at a very specific time in their journey. But again, that's their choice. So believe in yourself. Believe in your desires. Believe in your intuition. Take action at the appropriate time. And have faith. Have faith that it will certainly work out on your behalf. It will certainly work out on your behalf. So you must reach a place of truth within your consciousness where you have rearranged your beliefs so they support whatever you're having faith in. This is the true work. This is the hard stuff. This is why you hire a coach. This is why you journal. This is why you read the books. This is the cleaning up of limiting beliefs. It's releasing judgments about yourself and others. It's releasing your judgments about yourself and life. It's releasing judgments about your childhood programming, your parents. This is healing the inner child. This is discovering new ways to think about yourself and your situation. So let's say you want to manifest a large sum of money. You have to get clear, first and foremost. I'm going to walk you through the manifestation process. You have to get clear about the exact amount of money that you want. Then you will have to explore everything in your consciousness that tells you that that exact amount of money is not possible, and clean that up, rearrange it, clear it out. Because what happens often is that we'll ignore that nagging negative belief, and we keep moving in the direction of what we want, and we're bummed out when it doesn't happen. But the universe can only respond to your energy, so anything in your energy field is fair game in terms of the attraction game. So clean it up. And it doesn't need to take a lot of time, because what you'll find is as you start to unravel certain beliefs and choose new beliefs, then you'll start to see that other beliefs have less effect, right? So it could be that, oh, that's not possible for money to come in, but then you start to believe that, yes, it is. And I picked up that belief from my childhood family that they didn't have enough, so I think there's not enough, but that doesn't need to be true. And then from there you realize, you know what? There's an abundance of money, and I can tap into that abundance at any time, and I'm open and receptive to how to tap into that abundance. So you will find a new belief that supports you earning and receiving lots and lots and lots and lots and lots and lots and lots of money. And you feel that feeling. You feel that feeling. And you hold that feeling, and then your intuition will start to sprinkle little signs, and you follow those signs, and you follow those signs, and you follow that signs. And from there, you develop your faith by following your intuition, taking action, so you can welcome in the large sums of money that you desire. Faith is always a genuine, why not give it a shot? Why not give it a shot? Feels true and right to me. Why not? And then doing the work to make that desire come to light. In manifestation, faith is not talked about enough. Some teachers call it belief, but it is my perspective that believing takes a little more energy than faith. But faith connects you to the godliness within you. Faith is believing in the illogical or impossible because something within you senses that it is right for you. It doesn't need to be right for anybody else. And the reason why I think believing is a little bit harder than faith is because often when it comes to beliefs, we try to look around us for someone to confirm that it's okay to believe that. But when it comes to faith, that becomes your personal experience. It's as if we give ourselves permission to hold that as sacred. And then all of a sudden, what someone else might think is illogical and impossible seems very, very possible to you. Because it's something within you that's drawn to that thing. Something within you believes that there is energy surrounding your situation that is bigger than your human experience. That is faith. If you want to grow your faith in a particular area of your life, start exploring everything within you that is blocking you from having what you want. Again, look at the limiting beliefs. Look at your psychology. Look at your perspective. Look at your childhood programming. Look at what your parents believe. Look at the dominant energy around you, meaning your friends, your social circle. What are people saying to you? Look at the clutter you're keeping around, both emotional and physical clutter. Look at the ways in which you are unwilling to expand your consciousness. Look at the ways in which your understanding might be limited. And approach all of this from a space of curiosity. Don't make yourself wrong. Look at the way you're feeling. Look at the way you're holding energy in your body. Look at the ways you may be judging. Again, judging yourself. Look at societal beliefs you've taken on as truth. Because many of them are limiting what is possible for you. And it's from there that you will be able to fully and completely start to tap into the energy of faith. I told a client today, faith is like a losing horse. Like, it looks like a losing horse. But you are genuinely drawn to that horse, not just because you maybe feel sorry for the horse, or maybe you're feeling like, why not? No, it's not that. It's something strong within you believes in that horse. You don't see a losing horse. You see a winning horse. You see a victory. And you hold that energy as truth, and that is faith. Your intuition will start to fire, and you'll start to take action, and before you know it, what you want to manifest, that victory, is there for you in present form. So tap into faith, tap into faith, tap into faith, tap into faith. Okay, I'm Amy of Intuitive Coaching with Amy. If you're looking for a coach, I would love to support you. I would love to help you grow your faith. I'd love to help you tap into what you really want. I'd love to help you do this difficult work of cleaning up your consciousness so that you can welcome your desire into physical form. So if you're ready for that, please consider my services, intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. Again, pay close attention to that Elevate Intuitive Coaching Package, as well as the one-year Massive Result Intuitive Coaching Package. And I've got some announcements. If you listen to this show on Apple Podcasts, please subscribe. That's the way we can stay in touch. No matter what happens on that platform, subscribers will get notification that a new podcast has been uploaded. Also on my website under radio, the radio tab, all the podcasts are there for you. Also, if you are not in a place to do one-on-one work right now, but you really want to grow, and you know it's time to grow, then please consider signing up for my newsletter. It is designed to help you work on yourself. Each Wednesday and Saturday, generally. Sometimes it might be a Sunday, sometimes it might be a Thursday. But generally, Wednesday and Saturday, I send you an intuitive message. And those messages are written and prepared so that you can intuitively coach yourself. So that you can experience a breakthrough. So sign up for that. I got more announcements. What else? Instagram. Follow me on Instagram, Amy Yancey, Intuitive Coach. And if you enjoyed this program, I've been hearing little murmurs in my session. Somebody will say, like, oh, I heard you on the podcast, or you said this on the podcast. Drop me a note and just let me know. If you found the show beneficial, it just helps me stay in the loop. I love you. Thank you for listening. Take care of yourself. One more time, take care of yourself. Take care of yourself. Set healthy boundaries. Do the thing that you truly want to do, and watch miracles unfold rapidly and easily for you. Till next time, take care of yourself.